Good morning, gamers. Welcome to Morning Martlet, your trusted source for the latest in gaming news. Grab your morning potion and let's level up your day. Valve has revised its Steam refund policy to address a loophole that allowed players to exploit the system with games available for early play before their official launch. Under the previous policy, players could purchase a game with advanced access, such as a deluxe edition that offers early gameplay, and then seek a full refund after potentially many hours of play as long as they did not exceed 2 hours of gameplay post-official release. The updated policy now introduces an advanced access label for games that can be played before their scheduled launch date. This adjustment applies Valve's standard 2-hour refund limitation to the total playtime starting from the advanced access period, not just after the official release. For example, games like Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League, which offer early play as part of more expensive editions, will now fall under this new classification. Valve's policy update clarifies that for games purchased before their release date, the 2-hour limit for seeking refunds begins counting any playtime during the advanced access. However, the 14-day window to request a refund only starts from the official release date. This change aims to prevent the misuse of the refund option, while still allowing refunds for games that are pre-purchased but not playable before their release, where the usual 14-day, 2-hour refund rules will apply once the game launches. A 27-year-old man from Hitachi, Japan, has been charged with obstructing business by force following threats made against upcoming Nintendo events. According to reports from Kyoto Shimbun, translated by VGC, the man is accused of sending 39 threats through Nintendo's online inquiry form between August and November 2023. These threats included alarming messages stating he would kill everyone involved at the events and warned the company to be cautious about hosting events with spectators. One of the messages sent by the man included a threat to make Nintendo regret bringing such a disparaging remark game into this world, although it remains unclear which game he was referring to. These threats led Nintendo to postpone significant events, including Nintendo Live 2024 and the Splatoon Koshin 2023 National Finals, originally scheduled for December 2023. Nintendo has expressed that the threats not only targeted the company's staff, but also extended to spectators and attendees, prompting them to cancel the Nintendo Live 2024 event scheduled for January 2024 in the interest of safety. However, an update in February 2024 indicated some positive developments as Nintendo announced that the Splatoon event and the Mario Kart 8 Deluxe World Championship successfully took place on April 13th and 14th without any incidents. The full Nintendo Live event, originally planned to be held in Tokyo, has been cancelled, with Nintendo opting to schedule dates in Sydney, Australia instead. Moon Studios CEO Thomas Mahler has recently voiced strong support for the early access model in game development, crediting it with significant benefits for the development of their latest project, No Rest for the Wicked. In a detailed post on X Twitter, Mahler discussed how the early feedback from real users, as opposed to traditional focus groups, has been invaluable for refining the game ahead of its official release. Mahler explained that the complexity and sophistication of modern video games are making early access increasingly necessary. This model allows developers to gather large amounts of data and feedback that are crucial for final adjustments. He noted, "There is just no way we could have ever shipped Wicked 1.0 without being able to see all the data we're seeing now and getting all the feedback from users." Reflecting on the potential of early access for past games, Mahler even suggested that From Software's 2011 hit Dark Souls might have benefited from such a model if it had been available at the time. According to Mahler, early access could have provided valuable insights that might have enhanced Dark Souls, a game already celebrated for its depth and challenge. Facepunch Studios, the developer behind Garry's Mod, has begun removing all Nintendo-related content from the Steam Workshop following a legitimate takedown request from Nintendo. In a recent announcement on Steam, Facepunch acknowledged the request and expressed understanding, stating that the content does indeed belong to Nintendo. They noted that the process of removing content would be extensive, given the volume of uploads spanning two decades. FacePunch also encouraged the community to assist in the process by voluntarily removing any Nintendo-related uploads and refraining from posting any new ones. This move comes as part of Nintendo's ongoing efforts to protect its intellectual property rights. Over the past year, Nintendo has been involved in various legal actions to safeguard its content, including challenges against mods for Palworld that resembled Pokemon, a popular Switch emulator, and a revival of a Nintendo 64 game using the official Nintendo 64 SDK. Given Nintendo's history of vigorously defending its intellectual property, their request to remove Nintendo-themed content from Gary's Mod aligns with their established protective stance towards their creations. With the early access release of Manor Lords just around the corner, many players are curious about the game's pricing, which has yet to be announced. Tim Bender, CEO of Hooded Horse, the game's publisher, addressed this topic in a recent Reddit post. Bender explained the delay in announcing the price is due to the complexities of regional pricing on Steam. Unlike a single global price, Manor Lords will feature varied pricing adjusted to different economic conditions across various regions. This approach isn't just about different currencies. It involves adjusting the price in US dollars differently for certain regions to make the game more accessible. Regions such as parts of Southeast Asia, many countries within the Commonwealth of Independent States, Turkey, several Middle Eastern countries, Argentina, and many South American countries will see prices set in US dollars, but these will be calibrated to reflect local economic realities. This pricing strategy aims to accommodate the financial situations of potential buyers in these areas, especially as inflation challenges the affordability of games when local currencies cannot be used. Krafton has announced a special event for PUBG fans, the return of the game's original Erangel map with a nostalgic twist. This limited-time event, dubbed Erangel Classic, will be available from May 14th as part of the update 29.2 for the popular Battle Royale game. Erangel Classic aims to recreate the look and feel of Erangel as it appeared when PUBG, or PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, first launched in early access on Steam back in March 2017. The idea is to spark nostalgia among players who experienced the game's initial rise to fame, recalling a time before the many updates and balance changes. When PUBG launched, it quickly became a phenomenon, achieving a record-breaking peak of 3,257,248 concurrent players on Steam, a record that still stands. Following PUBG's success, the Battle Royale genre expanded rapidly with major titles like Fortnite, Call of Duty Warzone, and Apex Legends entering the fray. Despite the competition and the evolution of the genre, PUBG continues to be a powerhouse on Steam, consistently ranking among the top games in terms of player count, trailing only behind giants such as Counter-Strike 2 and Dota 2. Frontier Developments, the studio behind Elite Dangerous, has introduced a controversial update that allows players to purchase ships with real money. Starting from May 7th, players can gain 3 months of early access to the new Python MK2 ship by spending 16,250 ARX, the game's premium virtual currency. To put it in perspective, 16,800 ARX can be purchased for $12.99 in the game store. This early access is available exclusively to owners of the Odyssey expansion, who will subsequently have the option to buy the ship using credits, the game's standard currency, starting August 7th. Players without the Odyssey expansion will have access to ship variants only through the ARX store. Additionally, Frontier is offering pre-built ship packages aimed at both new and existing players. These packages are designed to help players jumpstart or switch careers within the game by providing a fully outfitted ship, a ship kit, and a paint job without the usual time investment needed to upgrade from base models. The introduction of these features has sparked significant backlash within the Elite Dangerous community. Long-standing players have expressed concerns that selling ships for real money, particularly with the ability to buy premium currency with real-world funds, may lead the game toward a pay-to-win model, similar to criticisms faced by games like Star Citizen. While it remains possible to earn ARX through regular gameplay and participation in in-game events, the ability to purchase significant gameplay advantages with real money has ignited a severe backlash in social media about the future direction of the game and its impact on player equality and game balance. That wraps up today's episode of Morning Martlet, where we ventured through the twists and turns of the gaming industry. And until next time, keep playing, keep dreaming, and keep listening to Morning Martlet.